Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of The Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
You guys ready to go?
I am ready.
See, I was born ready, mofos.
You were born naked.
I was naked right now.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. Jesus, what's wrong with you?
I'm less ready.
Camera's coming on, guys.
Camera's coming on. Rob's pants are coming off.
I'm filing an HR complaint.
Oh, man. I'm Bones, Cat, Rob. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What an intro.
Yeah, all right. Followed up by Horrorcore. Boom.
Oh,
right away?
Cat_Velour.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. You haven't been in the middle of one of these ever, I don't think.
No. What have I ever done?
There you go. Welcome to the show, Cat.
What is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell from the title of this episode, things not going my way. Cat, in the we have like a little DM chat for the fantasy league. Greg, you're getting fucked up right now, by the way. But I had mentioned Sharks of the Corn in there. Me and Rob are going back and forth, and I believe it was Nesto or Nate. I can't remember exactly who it was, and they said, "Oh shit, they made you watch it." Now, Kat, I just want to clarify for the court and our beautiful listeners, who made me watch this?
You.
Our listeners are not beautiful. Poor court. Our listeners is ugly.
All of them?
Wow.
All of them.
Even William?
William, William is a handsome man, I'll tell you that.
Okay, there you go. All right. William or Chris, who's more handsome?
I don't know that I even know what Chris looks like, because I've just seen his avatar, which is not, it's like a picture of Jason.
It's him as Jason.
Yeah, he's got like a Jason mask. I don't know what he looks like.
All right.
He could be a handsome fella for all I know, but yeah, we got our listener base, as far as I know, is William and a bunch of uggos.
Jesus Christ. But Kat, can you repeat your answer one more time for the court, please?
Yes, you made you watch this. Yes. And I'm willing to scroll back up through the messages if need be. You were the one that promised me a shark movie this week.
Yeah.
You said any shark movie of my choice in exchange for me doing the working on our franchise list on our secret project.
Well, it's not so.
But you just let the cats out of the bag now. Yeah. So much for a secret
it's
project.
It's okay, I'll be bleeped.
It won't be the first time. well, I mean, I guess we can go ahead and announce it this week. No, Rob, it's coming up.
Is it coming up? I thought it was like a month away.
By the time this comes out, it'll be half a month away.
All right, it's coming up. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. Whatever. Right. Secrets, not secrets, it doesn't matter to me.
We have something planned for October. We've talked about it before. It was Rob's idea. We're going to take Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all the movies, and count them down, like rank them.
We're going to rank them.
Yes. Yeah. All in one list.
I have been, and leading into the whose fault is this movie discussion, I've been against the ranking list, not because I think it's a bad idea. I think it's an excellent idea. I think it's
I'm full of excellent ideas.
I think it'll lead to a very entertaining podcast. I've been against this specific list of franchises because I feel like it's a setup to get me assassinated by the listeners. I've been very vocal about my opposition to these three specific franchises being matched up.
Chad's going to get assassinated by an ugly person.
Or William. Maybe.
Or William. Could be William. Yeah.
That's going to be how it goes.
If you're lucky.
But I was told that we could make peace this week, and I could have one shark movie, any shark movie of my choice, and I would stop complaining about the franchises, and Mikey was not going to complain about the movie that he is now bringing me to horror court for.
I said I would not argue. And I didn't argue.
All right.
Pouty faces in there a couple times, but I didn't argue. Kat, I do feel... Yes, you're right. I did say I thought I'd make a nice gesture. I said, you know what? Kat went and did this for us. Didn't go kicking and screaming, nothing. Just appeased us and said she'll do it. Let me be a gentleman and say, you know what, Kat? For your cooperation, I will cooperate as well. Pick a shark movie. Let's do it. Anyone you want. But did it have to be this one?
So here's the... we'll talk later. I'm not exactly sorry that I chose Sharks of the Corn, but because I do think it's going to be a very interesting episode, I will say I had not seen Sharks of the Corn. And while I was debating, I was looking up like all the free shark movies that I could watch from streaming services. And while I was looking them over, it was like, there are none of these that Mikey is going to thank me for, but I could choose one that is going, that I want to see. And that was how we ended up on Sharks of the Corn. It was just the one that looked the most interesting that I hadn't seen yet. And, it's an experience. I don't exactly have regrets. But, no, seriously, is there one that I could have chosen that you would have been like, yeah, this was...
Oh, no.
Not so bad.
No. No, no.
Like,
no.
They were all going to be bad for you.
They were all going to be bad, but I've been very vocal in the fact that I think this has to be the worst fucking one, which I will get back to later.
I don't think it is the worst. I think I've seen ones that are worse that would have been worse than this.
Ooh. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to go through your mindset of when you said, fuck me. Because I know you went back, like, all right, which one could I pick? Fuck. And then there had to be a moment where you said, he's really going to be pissed, but fuck him. And I want to know exactly when that was.
I mean, that kind of was my thought process, was just like, you know, I'm looking through and it's like, he's not going to like Sand Shark. I've already seen that. He's not going to like Mecha Shark versus Mega Shark. I've already seen that. I know he'd complain just as much about Ouija Shark.
Probably.
I want to see Sharks of the Corn.
Ouija Shark is good.
Mikey would have been so mad. He didn't like Santa Jaws. He didn't like bad CGI sharks. He wasn't gonna like Ouija Shark. Like,
no, yeah, he wasn't. He wouldn't like it.
So that's when it was. She said, I haven't seen this yet, and I want to. So fuck him.
Yeah, that was where I landed.
All right, fair enough.
You can't be surprised this is the one she picked, Mikey.
We've been talking about this one.
Yeah.
Oh, this, I mean, there's no way. It crossed my mind. And I was like, you know, if I do this, she might make me watch fucking that goddamn corn movie. And then I sat there and I say, no, if I'm being nice and doing this, there's no way that at all what she can pick anyone she wants. There's no way she'd fuck me that good and do pick that one. And here we are today, guys.
I will admit, for the horror court, that this was a mean selection, but I want it on record. There was not a kind selection.
She's right.
Like, they were all mean options.
That's true.
I don't know. Raiders of the Lost Shark looked pretty good.
Oh, see, that one didn't even come up.
Yeah, that one looks pretty good. We'll store that for later.
Oh, no.
Mikey.
Whoa. Easy.
Well, back it up. Wait a minute. Postpone the episode by an hour and a half. Let's all go watch
There's so many things I'd rather do to mutilate myself than watch that fucking movie. Rob, who's guilty here? Who's going to jail?
I'm going to side with Kat.
God damn.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that you opened yourself up to this, Mike, and you had to know it was coming. And there wasn't a good choice. It's not like she was going to say, hey, let's review Jaws. So, you know.
Yeah, but that's... She's not going to waste us any shark pick on Jaws. We would do right. Jaws just yeah. to do Jaws. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Fuck. Well.
Although, you know, we'll get to this later, but this movie's not far off from Jaws.
I cannot wait for that argument.
I wish I could punch you right now. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so. There's going to be a long intro. I played Five Nights at Freddy's for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Tell us how that went.
Yes. I have never even seen what Five Nights at Freddy's looked like. Any game.
Isn't it a child's game?
No.
And just to clarify, you played the first Five Nights at Freddy's, correct?
First one.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what it looked like from the screenshot, but...
I thought it was a children's game.
It's turned into a children's game. Look, kids like it.
They have, like, stuffed animals and stuff at the store.
Yeah, kids kind of adopted it, I guess.
Well, I was going to ask you that, Kat, because I only played the first one. I think I downloaded 1 through 4. They're all on Game Pass, by the way, anyone who has an Xbox. So I downloaded them. I said, fuck it. And I've only gotten to play the first one so far. And I got hooked on it for a minute, man. Like, that shit is challenging. It's difficult. It's fun. It's creepy. I hate that little fox son of a bitch. It keeps rushing at me. But I got to night 4 and I couldn't beat it. And I said, let me put it down for a minute. But that was going to be my question. Why is it such a kid's thing now?
I guess just because it's kids picked it up. Like, there's nothing in it that you can't see as a child. A lot of the, like, more adult stuff comes in very, very subtly. You know, there's, like, the whole bite of 87 thing. You can kind of read the newspapers in the background if you're paying attention. But for the most part, there's, like, nothing in the game that would be really inappropriate for children. And it's just, like, one of the few really big indie horror titles that kids can play. And they realized that, and they latched on. Like, my cousins are all so obsessed with Five Nights at Freddy's.
But did they, like, tone it down a lot, or they kind of just stood steady with what I seen in the first one?
Yeah, I would say that they actually, if anything, I wouldn't say they toned it down exactly, but they knew where their market was. Like, set 2 is a lot more, it's a lot more of the same. Like, they add extra mechanics, but it's the same game on principle. 3 was the one where I thought they started to get a little bit silly. Mm-hmm. They reeled it back in. I will say, I can't imagine a kid liking the 4th Five Nights at Freddy's game, because it's a little bit more advanced. It's got a lot of sound mechanics, and it's a little bit more subtle.
Okay.
Slower, but again, there's nothing in there that they can't do.
All right, fair enough. Rob, your son ever get into Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, that's why I thought it was a kid's game, because he used to play it every once in a while.
Yeah,
like, it didn't look, you know, like it was necessarily not for children.
Right. Give the first one a go, man. It's different.
Huh? Maybe. I don't know.
Can I ask how it is playing on the Xbox?
It was seamless. Did it not start as a console game?
No, it started on PC.
Ah, couldn't even tell. Didn't know. Okay. Yeah, it was funny though, because I was talking to Ghost while I was playing it, and I'm like, how the hell do I answer the phone? And then she's like, oh no, you just stay in that room. I'm like, all right, well, I can't get up. I can't move. She's like, no, you don't. I'm like, what the fuck? But it works. It works very well. So there we go.
Yeah.
I finally did it. And I should have streamed it. Wanted to do. Yeah, my first. Yeah. But I will do that with the next ones, I promise.
So. Okay.
I've been playing a Sim Airport.
What?
Sim Airport? You run an airport? It's difficult.
How do you do this shit?
What do you mean, how you do it?
You play so many simulator games. Like,
I know. I love them. I love them.
I couldn't figure out how to do fucking anything in Farm Simulator. Nothing.
I don't know why. It's not that hard, man.
Could not figure it out.
What was the problem? You couldn't buy the right tractor?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out how to do anything. Nothing.
Because you, when you buy the equipment, that's a little complicated. You have to make sure that the equipment that you buy works with the equipment you already have in that game.
I don't know. It's too much. That I could see definitely being more of a PC game.
But yeah.
Either way.
Well, I play on a PC usually. I don't play on the PlayStation anymore.
Right. It seems like a lot's involved. I could not figure the shit out. So Farming Simulator lasted about 20 minutes and then it was uninstalled.
Yeah. But Sim Airport's pretty easy. I mean, it's not as complicated as that. But it's still challenging.
I had to watch a fox behind a curtain and make sure he didn't run eat me.
Yeah. They need to make a Willy's Wonderland game.
That'd be cool.
That would be amazing.
If you're just Nick Cage whipping people's asses.
But you have to do like pinball mini games in between.
Yeah, I was saying, and then taking a break and playing pinball.
That's hilarious. All right, guys. We got to talk about balls real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Say everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh.
Rob, how's your bush?
It's good. It's good. It could honestly probably use a go over with the lawnmower. It's still doing all right. I don't let it get out of control at all. It's not 1970s down there.
Right. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't need to let it get out of control anymore because we got the lawnmower from Manscaped. They got the lawnmower 4.0 out right now, the Jason X of ball trimmers. I don't know anybody who wouldn't want Jason, especially Jason X, on their nuts.
Yeah, well, that poor guy. He's been through enough. We'll leave him alone.
Yeah, go to Patreon and check out Versus.
Yeah, so don't let somebody else trim your balls. Why got to be Jason?
But I'll tell you what, he does a damn good job. That is ceramic blade. It's very, 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 very efficient. It's got the light, the LED light. You can turn it on and off. You can do it in the shower. It's waterproof, so that mm-hmm. saves a mess.
Yep, shower or the kiddie pool, wherever.
Well, why do you make me bleep you?
Why you gotta bleep that? You don't have to bleep that. I didn't say there were kids in the pool while you did it.
I was gonna say, as long as you disclaimer that there are no kids in the pool at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you could be out there at night in the kiddie pool after your kids have gone to sleep. You know, you got one of those big plastic, those little plastic pools, and
it's still an unpleasant image, but it's
go out there while you're by yourself, or maybe you're with your loved one. You know, our Ugo listeners don't have loved ones, but some might.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. They also have the crop preserver, which is a deodorant for your nuts. I'll say it one more time because we do get some warm days. It's summer still. Is it still officially summer?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought it was fall.
Nobody knows. It's impossible to know.
Well, they're selling pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks, so I assume that it's fall.
All right. Pumpkin spice lattes and nut shavers.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, but just for the record, Starbucks is not paying us. Don't give them money for this.
No, but although if there was ever a nut trimmer that you could use while sipping a pumpkin spice latte.
At the Starbucks.
There you go again. You can't shave your nuts at a Starbucks.
Is that on the, do they have a sign that says you can't?
Yeah, they've never said that you can't.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing specifically.
You shouldn't, but you could.
I mean, I can look at go check their website. I bet it doesn't say anything you can't.
I bet it don't. So, does this mean that you are going to go to a Starbucks and try this, Rob?
I mean, I might. You know, I already, you know, I've been to the bus station. That worked out. So,
just record yourself doing it. We'll put it on Patreon. So, look out for that, guys.
Let me tell you something about this, the deodorant for your balls. I went to Chicago. I was there. I stayed overnight. And then spent a lot of time walking around the city of Chicago the next day. I forgot to pack the deodorant, the ball deodorant.
Oh, no.
Biggest mistake I ever made.
Oh,
do
no.
Not, you, once you have this stuff, your life will never be the same in the best possible way, and you will never want to go without it. And I had to for a day, and it was terrible.
Like I said, you can feel a difference.
Yes.
You feel it. Not only can you smell it, you can feel it. I'm telling you guys, if nothing else, do yourselves a favor, in all seriousness, go to manscaped.com at the very, 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 very least. go check out that ball deodorant. You can even save yourself 20% off the whole order in case you pick up something else. They got the boxer briefs too.
Don't shortchange those underwear.
You can get yourself 20% off your entire order, free shipping, fansided 20 promo code. Go hook yourself up. Dude, guys, come on. They're like walking around with bushes, dick smelling like shit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on. I mean, we know you're ugly, but, you know, at least give yourself a fighting chance.
Yeah, this is why, guys. When you're laying in bed at night alone, and you're going, why? God, why? That's what. Look down at your nuts.
Yep.
Wait a minute. That's why.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As a human being, as a man, women will overlook a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They'll look past a lot of stuff because men are just terrible creatures.
Yeah.
But you can't be, you can't have that ugly ass face that you've got and a disgusting bush and expect a woman to overlook both of them. All right. And so you can't do anything about your face. I mean, maybe you can, but it costs a lot of money and insurance and surgeries and everything else. But you can fix that bush up real quick and easy, and we'll give you 20% off and free shipping to do it. And then you're in there. You got yourself a fighting chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, not only do you got a fighting chance, you got, from what you got now, on a repeat. So now, if you do land a girl,
that's true,
right? You know, if they may go through with it anyway and be mad about it.
God bless them.
Right, but women will do that, man. They
sometimes you have to jump on the grenade. You know what I mean? You got to take one for a team. But you better be in good shape if you're lucky enough to get that fellow.
Yeah, but then if you're trimmed up nice down there, she may come back. If you're not, that's it.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What percentage of people do you think listen to us are just ugly virgins?
I don't know.
High 90s, right?
I don't think it's quite that high, but
all right.
Apparently I'm a virgin. What was it? I'm an ugly virgin who lives with my parents on Xbox, so a lot of times.
So. Yeah,
there you go.
How did I? I'm drunk. I don't remember. How did I land on our audience was ugly?
You.
I know, but how? How did I get there?
It was unprompted.
Okay.
Oh.
Bunch of ugly fuckers.
You know, the freeloaders are now ugly.
Yeah. Not you, William.
My God, man. You seen William, by the way, said that he likes us all equally, me, Kat, and you.
He's just being nice. Although I did notice he got a little snippy about being called Billy.
Yeah, you don't like that shit, see?
He apparently doesn't like that. So now I'm gonna call him Willie.
Why can't you just call him Will?
I don't know. I don't know what he likes to be called. What's he like to be called? William, Willie, Will, Ted? I don't know.
Ted.
Is Ted short for William?
No.
No.
Oh. All right. It is now. Your new name is Ted. William. Congratulations.
And here we are. There
all
we
right. Thanks for listening to us, Ted.
Yeah, handsome son of a bitch. Now, speaking of Patreon, patreon.com/slasherradio.
Yep.
That's where you get all the high quality content from the Lord Humphrey Audio Entertainment Network.
We just got done recording Versus.
Oh, and I won again, spoiler alert, but I always win on Versus.
Not true.
I need better competition, but this is where you support the show in a great way, I think. And we can all agree that you've been freeloading for long enough. We've given you tons of free content. We'll continue to give you free content. But we would like you to, you know, own up to your end and maybe support the show a little bit. Stop being a greedy little son of a bitch, all right? Can we do that?
We would like you to pay for the free content, please.
No, you don't have to pay for the free content. You get extra content.
Yeah, our Easter egg again, by the way, last week was like, it was over a half hour. It was like 40, 45 minutes worth of extra content just on this show alone. Like anyone who misses the Easter egg at the end of the show, that's where it is. Still there. It's on Patreon.
Think about it this way. Like, you get a lot of content just on the free feed with this show, right? You can get even more of me in your ears by just throwing down a few bucks a month. Think about that. Wouldn't you like to have a little more Rob in your life?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to get less Rob.
Especially when I'm giving out those sexy time with Rob tips. Woo! That can help some of you ugly-ass bastards.
Oh, dear Lord. Can we get into the news?
What's going on with the news today?
Seriously.
I feel like I had something else, but I don't remember what it was. So, go ahead. I'll interrupt you if I think of it.
Fair enough.
It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey.
He's not a genius.
All right. Rob Zombie. He has a new music video out for his song called Shadow of the Cemetery Man, Rom.
I'm glad you saw perfect. That. I can close the tab now. I've had it up for several days now for this new segment.
How many times you listen to that shitty song, Kat?
I haven't listened to it at all. I just wanted to talk about it on the news.
Yeah. I don't know that that's the song that I listened to, but I did manage to make it 30 to 45 seconds into his latest album before turning it off.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. Really?
A new record.
Which might be a record. I don't know.
You know, and I don't listen to Rob Zombie's music. You know, it's not my type of music, but I mean, in his genre, I mean, the guy is practically a god. So, I mean, I'm not knocking his music. It's just not for me.
He has music that I like, by the way. I should be fair about that. Like the White Zombie stuff. You know, they had a couple of songs I liked. You know, whatever the fuck the songs were that were on the radio, I don't remember. I like those songs. But, yeah, no, it's just not for me either. I'm not. That is not what I'm going to listen to ever.
Ever. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm also not going to listen to whatever the hell Mikey listens to ever.
Hey, now, come on.
I can only imagine. You must have the worst taste in music.
Summer Madness is coming up. I can't wait.
I don't know what that is.
Never mind. Kat, did you have anything to throw in on this?
No, I still haven't. I've had it up all week. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm not super excited about it. I do intend to give the song a listen, watch the video. I might listen to the album, too.
Let me know if you make it more than 45 seconds, Kat.
I'll try to beat Rob's record.
Yeah.
I'll try to get a whole song in, maybe.
There you go. Okay, next up, I guess we could talk about this because earlier, usually I save the bigger topics for towards the end, but Pinhead is now out on Dead by Daylight. Everybody knows. Everybody's been talking about it.
I didn't know. Have you played with Pinhead yet?
They have like a beta out for PC that you can, it's kind of like a test, you know, like they run, I guess all their testing through it. It's like a separate from Dead by Daylight. You only play private matches and stuff. Well, no, I think you play public. I don't know, but it's pretty much a test build where people can go play Pinhead for free for a period of time. I did that. Me and Ghost actually ran around and, you know, just kind of tried him out. He looks great. You know, everything they put out looks great. He looks phenomenal. But, you know, I can't get into it because it's his Mori is great, which is when they kill you. You get hooked twice and they can kill you. This big tomb comes out of the ground. The chains rip you apart. It looks phenomenal. But
I thought it was always the big Stranger Things looking motherfucker that came and got you.
No, all of them can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you wiggle when he got you?
I did wiggle.
That's the key. That's the key to the game, wiggling.
Yeah, you got your wiggling. They do. Yeah. They did implement, which I like. They put the box in there too. So randomly throughout the map, the box spawns, and you can, as a survivor, go and get it. But Pinhead can also get it. So I don't know how exactly what the benefits are for survivors. I know if Pinhead gets it and opens it up, he fucks shit up with it. He can see you picking it up and teleport to you and fuck your shit up that way. You know, it's... I don't know. He looks great.
Cool.
Yeah, he's overpowered. I'd be mad going... Honestly, I'm so glad my days of playing Dead by Daylight are behind me because I remember when new killers come out, everybody's got them. So you're going to have a good 20 games up against that motherfucker. I would hate to go against Pinhead on that game. Oof.
I'm sure I would handle him with no problems, but I retired from Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, your one run, one night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I already figured out that game was too easy.
To be fair, they do have an element where, as killer, with Pinhead, you can throw the chain, but pretty much when you throw it to try and hook them, you turn into the chain and you're zooming, and it is very hard to control. So, you know, you do have, I'm sure that's the thing, though. These kids figure it out so fast, and then it's like, you know,
yeah,
they're nailing you every shot.
Yeah. Fucking kids ruin everything.
They do, man. They sit no life that shit, and it's like, how am I supposed to beat you, dude? I got work. Like,
right, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah. Got nuts to shave.
Yeah, seriously. Kat, has this swayed you at all to try Dead by Daylight?
Oh, no.
Smart
guy. I figure Kat would be into the Pinhead thing.
Again, if I could play against Pinhead in a single-player campaign mode, but no, I'm not going to get into Dead by Daylight for this.
Kat, you should record yourself playing Dead by Daylight. That'd be hilarious. Ugh, I hate that fucking game.
We should all get on there together. I'll give you some tips, Kat.
Do they involve wiggling? Is that
it's all wiggling. That's the strength of my game.
Apparently, Kat, when you're wiggling, you have to repeat, I'm wiggling.
Oh, yeah. You got to let everybody know you're wiggling.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
Then they'll be too intimidated to fight me because yeah. I've already won.
Next up, this is another thing that everybody's been talking about, so might as well get it out of the way. Halloween Kills is going to be in our homes. They're going to be streaming the same day it's released in theaters on Peacock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I want to smack Jason Blum across his fucking face.
Wow.
If you were going to put this motherfucker on Peacock anyway, why the fuck didn't you just do it last year and then we could be getting Halloween Ends this year? What the fuck, Blum? Get your head out of your ass, man.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he's got a point, Jason Blum. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're just going to put it on streaming anyway, we could have already seen this motherfucker. By the way, the early reviews, not good for this movie.
Really?
I've been trying really hard not to look. I did see one that looked pretty favorable.
All right, well, hold on a second. Let me pull it up. On Rotten Tomatoes.
Because I seen nothing but good things about it.
Rotten Tomatoes, it has 16 reviews. It is a 56%, which is not fresh.
Yikes.
So, the early reviews that I have seen have not been good. Now, I haven't gone out of my way to find reviews and read them. I don't know where those 16 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes came from. I just saw the score and went, that's not very high. But yeah, when I saw this news, a lot of people were really happy about it. I'm going to go to the theater and see it because
Halloween.
Yeah, but I was just like, I was flabbergasted. Like, you're going to fucking put this on streaming anyway? What the fuck are we doing then? Why didn't you do this shit last year?
I'm sure they'll make a little more with it being in theaters, though.
I'm sure they will, too, but I give a fuck about that.
Jason Blum does.
God damn, Jason Blum.
It's pretty cool. I'm probably going to watch it on Peacock. I'm not going to lie, guys.
Of course you will.
But it's Halloween.
Yeah, no, I'm watching it.
Of course you would. You never go to the theater.
I told you, man. It's just I enjoy myself more at home. I can be at my most comfortable at home, and I'll enjoy it more.
Mm-mm-mm.
As the people pissing me off, annoying me, sitting in traffic in a bad mood when I get there.
All you got to do when they annoy you is fart.
I don't think that'll work for Halloween. There was not too many empty chairs, I'm sure.
It was when I saw Halloween 2018 in the theater, it was packed.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect it to be like this year because there are still a lot of people I know won't go back to the theaters yet because the pandemic, so they just won't go. I will go back to the theater, though, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing Halloween Kills in the theater. But I'm just pissed off because I could have seen this motherfucker last year.
And I picture Rob sitting in the middle of all the aisles and just like a good 2 to 3 row square around him. Empty. The rest of the thing is packed with people standing along the aisles watching it.
Don't think I won't clear it out if they're getting on my nerves.
Is this a thing you're going to do going forward now? Just fart them out of there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go get a milkshake every time before I go to the theater now.
Now he knows it works.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's not a patron, what we're talking about here, you would have heard on the Patreon, Rob farted a bunch of kids out of seats in a movie theater once, so...
Yeah, fairly recently.
And maybe soon again.
Yep.
I guess that's... So I'm kind of in the middle of this argument, because I would almost always rather see something in theater, but I do occasionally have those theater experiences that are so bad that I wish I had stayed at home.
Why?
But it's, I don't know.
I get it.
When they're good, they're so much better than being at home, though. So it's like, you kind of take the chance.
I almost always choose to go to the theater. Now, I did this weekend, just last night, I watched Malignant at home.
I have not seen Malignant yet.
It's on HBO Max.
I considered just learned it today that it was on HBO Max, and I was already out of the house. So I'm going to, I think when we're done recording, if I am still awake enough, I'll watch Malignant when we get off.
Fair enough. And I get you guys' point. You know, trust me, I do. Because I was like that. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to see you. Something about sitting in the theater. Like, I get it. But those times, man, like, I forget what the fuck it was that I went to see. And it might have been a Saw movie, Kat. I really don't remember. And I was just like, man, I wasted this whole experience. Like, you know, and so now, and plus I'm older now. I don't give a fuck anymore. Sit my ass at home. Comfy blanket, chill. That'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
Enjoy myself.
Of course, watching movies at home is also kind of a risk if you have pets, because it'll either be really nice, you get to watch a movie with a cat on your lap and it's all nice, or they'll be knocking shit over and like.
True.
You hear crashing from the other room that you have to go investigate.
That's true. That's true. Kat, I just sent you over. A link to Bloody Disgusting. NECA has Chucky and Tiffany dolls. I mean, these things.
They look nice.
Right? I want them.
Tiffany one especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that leather jacket, that's good looking.
Yeah.
Material.
Yeah, and I mean, this is why I like Bride of Chucky so damn much, man. Like, that feel, right? Like, that Chucky and Tiff is just... they look so badass every time.
They do.
So, not really into action. But, ooh, they got the amulet, too.
I was just looking at that. They have the little amulet.
NECA does a good job.
They do.
They have to be top shelf. They got an axe, a knife, gun, amulet. They both got their own knives and guns. God damn.
That's impressive.
The eyes on that Tiffany doll.
Sometimes NECA makes me wish that I collected... like action figures.
I know, it's such like I want to, but then I look at the prices of them and I'm like, this I could do it for this one, but it's like if I do it now, I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, Rob, I just want you to appreciate Child's Play at any point in life.
No, I like the dolls. They look cool. NECA does an excellent job with their stuff, and I have. We talked about this before. I have so far resisted the temptation to buy any NECA action figures because I know once I buy any one of them, I will want to own all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be one of those guys who's a action figure collector. I got enough going against me right now as it is. Last thing I need is to try to explain to some girl why my bedroom's full of action figures.
And a Manscaped razor. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, imagine I finally managed to get a woman this far back into my place and I'm like, oh, ignore the action figures. Go take them out of the box. You know, be one of those fucking guys.
Yeah. You do, honestly, though, like, in all seriousness, record collecting, man, like, you have a really cool fucking collection. And it's like, that's got to be a lot as it is.
It's a ton, man. It's not only is it expensive, but who the fuck, do you know how big records are?
Yeah.
They got room for all this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take up a lot of space, man.
Yeah.
Man. Hold on, where the hell did they go? I did add to my record collection, by the way.
Oh, shit, what'd you get now?
I have, where the fuck?
I finally got the new Prince album.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was excited about that. I found the deluxe edition, so I had to pick that up.
Ooh, did you listen to it yet?
Not yet, I haven't gotten around to it, but I will soon. I know Waxwork has introduced some more soundtracks, too. They did, I think Malignant is one of them.
Yes.
But a good score for that movie, by the way. Something I might look into getting eventually. It doesn't seem like one that'll sell out quickly through them, so I think I'm safe on that. But I haven't picked up anything from them in a while just because I haven't had the extra money. Their stuff is pricey, but it is worth the money.
The Death Waltz recording.
Oh, Death Waltz does a good job, too.
Yeah, I got Nightmare on Elm Street and the Child's Play one from Waxworks.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've got the Child's Play one from Waxworks. Did you get the remake or the original?
I'd rather not answer that question.
Because I got the original.
Oh, fuck. You want to trade?
Let's trade.
Right now.
Yeah, that the Death Waltz Nightmare on Elm Street looks like a cool record. I haven't picked that one up. I've thought about it a couple times, though.
Yeah. So, this is a whole nother collection thing that I don't blame you. I don't want to get into it. Fuck that.
Yeah, if you get into it, you're not going to regret it. You're going to love it, but you're going to end up with a lot less space in your house than you had before.
Mm-hmm.
Because records take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
And they cost a lot of money. But I don't know. Like, I was looking at my record collection the other day, and I've got so many records I haven't even listened to yet because I just keep buying new ones. So I'm trying to tap the brakes on buying new stuff for the time being.
Don't blame me. I wasn't going to mention this, but I feel like for you guys' sake, I should. There is a PS1 style game. It's a horror game coming out called Bloodwash. It seems to be taking place in a laundromat, or at least like, you know, the washer dryer section of an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And the summary of the game is, where the hell did it go? PS1 style game, blah, blah, blah. The story of a pregnant college student living with her alcoholic boyfriend in a rundown apartment complex. One night, the washing machine in the apartment's basement breaks down. The neighbor tells Sarah about a 24-hour laundromat. Oh, okay, it is at a laundromat on the outskirts of town, and she goes over there. And unfortunately, there's a serial killer known as Womb the Ripper, who is targeting pregnant women.
Okay.
Now, this game looks kind of cool, actually. It's on Steam. It's available on Steam.
Oh, see, there you go. I mean, it looks very you guys' style in appearance-wise. Yeah.
Giallo-inspired plot.
Yes.
Oh, I won't play it. It's first person.
Oh.
I'm out.
I might play it.
Go around a laundromat?
Yeah. No, I'm out on first-person stuff.
What if it was a laundromat simulator?
You know, that would be a good game, like Laundromat Tycoon or something.
Oh,
I'd play that.
Oh, my God. Mm.
I wish they would add Pinhead to Sim Airport.
Could you imagine?
That would be cool.
So you guys, are you going to download that? Oh, no, first person, you said. No,
first person, I'm out.
And what's it? Bloodwash?
Bloodwash, yeah.
Steam won't load. I'm not allowed to buy it.
No. I might get Hell Architect soon, though.
Build hell?
You build your own hell. It looks like fun. Devise little traps to torture people and stuff.
I picture a statue of you.
I wish.
Oh, is it not out yet? Is that the...
What?
Oh, Bloodwash. It's coming out on the 16th.
There you go. Another thing I thought you guys would be interested in, M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
That's yes.
4K and Blu-ray.
I'm very interested in this movie, yes.
Are you going to buy that?
I might. Here's what I do with Blu-rays a lot of times, movies like Old and stuff. I will pick up on the best thing about Black Friday shopping is to go to Best Buy after they've been open for a couple hours, so all the crazies have cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always have crazy good deals on Blu-rays. Like, you can get Blu-rays for like $3.
Oh, damn.
And so I'll go, like every year on Black Friday, I go to Best Buy and I just load up on Blu-rays. And so, yeah, that's a movie like Old seems like the kind of movie that I would see and be like, it's $3. Okay. You know?
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's the time to buy it.
Yeah. Like, I love the Black Friday Blu-ray shopping. It's fantastic. But you do have to wait. Wait. Like, if they open it, like a lot of places are opening, you know, Thanksgiving night or whatever. So if they open it, like, if they open at like 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving, like 8 p.m., wait until like 10 and then go, because you don't want to get caught in those lines of people who are there trying to get, you know, $100 television or whatever.
Right.
Those people are fucking crazy. But you can go after that, and they'll still be open, and they'll still have plenty of Blu-rays.
There you go. All right, this is up Cat's alley. You get your first look at Ethan Hawke in The Black Phone.
Very excited about that one.
I still don't understand what The Black Phone is, but okay.
Oh my God. Well, he looks creepy.
Is it a haunted phone?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, now I'm kind of in on this.
It's hard to talk about without like giving stuff away, but yeah.
Okay, because I did see a movie once that was about like a killer phone. And I kind of
are you talking
enjoyed
about
it.
Pulse? Because this is better than that.
Yeah, I believe it had many titles. The one that I saw it under was Murder by Phone, but I do think Pulse was one of the alternate titles that it had.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about a killer phone movie.
You don't want to... coming in a couple of weeks, Murder by Phone.
Wonderful. On Slasher
Radio. In the UK, it was released as Bell.
Of course it was.
Anyway, yeah, killer... was pretty good, so I could maybe get down for a haunted phone movie.
Alright, next and lastly, Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City has received an R rating for violence and gore. I sent you guys an image that's out about on it. It's pretty creepy. It looks very well done as far as effects. I know Rob is mad I'm even bringing up Resident Evil, but Kat, what do you think?
It does look good. I will give it that.
You don't sound enthused, though.
I'm not enthusiastic about this. Okay. Every time there's a new Resident Evil thing, I have people kind of try to suck me back into this, and I'm not a huge Resident Evil fan.
Rob, does this interest you at all?
No, not one bit. I've never played a Resident Evil game. I bought a used copy of the Resident Evil game that looked like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, kind of.
I don't know.
But it was first person, so I never played it. And no, I don't care. I don't. The games don't interest me at all. And the movies, I mean, I saw the first one and it sucked. So I was done with Resident Evil.
Give the other ones a chance.
No, I don't know why I would.
Out of all the shit you watch, you can't sit through a Resident Evil movie just to see.
It's so bad.
Not all of them are really that bad.
Oh.
Look at what we're talking about tonight, for crying out loud.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this movie.
I can wait. All right, well, I mean, I really never got into the games past, like, the second and kind of third one. So, you know, I'm whatever with that. But, I watch the movies when I can. I don't go out of my way for them, really. But I usually, for the most part, end up enjoying myself throughout. So, that's that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mikey likes terrible movies.
Hey,
got it. Check.
Speaking of terrible movies, we're done with the news. We will be right back with Sharks of the Corn.
Get it right. It's Stephen Kang's Stephen Sharks of the Corn.
Guys, I was thinking about trying to pull a little switcheroo on YouTube. Like, Uh-oh. When I sat down to watch this movie, I was like, you know what? When we get to movie time, I'm going to say I liked it. Just to fuck with them and get them to be like, oh, man, really? And go on with it for a minute or two and say, fuck no, I didn't like this piece of shit. I cannot even bring myself to pretend to like this fucking piece of garbage.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love this movie.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, this was a masterpiece of a film. And I don't know about you guys. I didn't even realize this was based on a true story.
So, can we talk about that? What story? I looked all over the place. I looked up shark cults. I looked up the name of the killer. I looked up murders in Druid Hills. Like, what is this based off of?
Nothing.
It's nothing. They just put that in front of movies sometimes.
Darn it.
I mean, the one I always say is, you know, Return of the Living Dead says it was based on a true story too.
I got my hopes up. I was hoping there was like a shark cult out there somewhere I could join.
Yeah. But like, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, I didn't know this was a true story.
I have never been so happy to see the inspired by a true story thing on a movie ever in my life.
This movie, it keeps everything that I love about shark movies. It's still intact. It's just wonderful.
How you doing, Mikey?
I'm doing good. I just opened up my notes for this thing, which I no longer write notes for these movies. I type them. And I put everything, like all our audio files and everything I edit and all the flyers and shit, I put them in a folder in my external drive. And I have a folder for each movie. This movie is in a folder called Sharks of the Shit. Just wanted to point that out.
Did you make a drawing on your notes, Kat?
I didn't make a drawing this week.
No.
Kat,
no.
You said, you mentioned the word regret earlier.
Yeah.
For you to even mention that, there had to be a reason. Why?
I will say, I will admit, I guess this is my point to give up the bruise a little bit on this one. This was not my favorite of the shark movies that we've watched. Again, no regrets. That was the context that the word regret came up in, is that I don't regret it. And I do think it's going to be a very fun episode. I did not like this as much as I have liked some of the other shark movies that we've watched. I think the thing with it is that the parts that hit well, there were things in this movie that were absolutely priceless that I would not trade for anything. It was slower in the middle. They focused a lot on extra things that I don't really think enhanced my enjoyment of the film. And just for movies like this, for fun shark movies, I like it to be all fun, all shark. There was some stuff in here I could have lived without. That being said, the parts that I loved were so good. The aerial shots of the sharks swimming through the corn.
Perfect. Oh, amazing.
I needed that in my life. The other thing that really got me was when they had the actual shark attacks on screen. They had like the three layer. There was someone in the background screaming, and then off to the side, there was an overlay with a shark chomping like next to the person, and then there were just like the random blood splatter patterns. I loved it so much. Great. That needs to be my new screensaver. Like,
yeah. One of my notes says, we can end this show forever now. We've found the perfect movie. I love this thing so much. I had such a fun time watching it. I would totally party at Cornfest. I'm sorry, guys.
They had a Cornfest.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally go to Cornfest. You wouldn't go to Cornfest with me, Mikey?
I really would rather be anywhere but here right now.
really including Cornfest?
No, excluding Cornfest, I'd rather be anywhere but here. Guys, this movie, in all honesty, like I have been saying for several times, several weeks now, this one has to be the worst. It has to be like just the worst of the shark movies. So this is the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. This was worse than I thought it would be.
No,
it's not the worst. Let's get that straight right now.
I just said recently on this show or talking to you guys or somewhere, because it all blends together, I don't remember, that I really want to see a movie about a shark cult.
And
what the fuck did we get? A shark cult. I can't believe everything I love was in this movie. There was a shark cult. There was a Sasquatch. There was a little kid gangster dressed up like Beetlejuice.
Oh, my
for some
God.
Reason.
Yes.
It was amazing.
I did say when I seen Bigfoot, Rob has to be so fucking happy right now.
Oh, I was ecstatic when Bigfoot came on.
Those were all the things that I really loved about the movie. And seriously, really, my one complaint about the movie is just that there were parts that were too slow. The Cornfest thing, it was fun, but like there was way too much exposition on Mr. Cornfest competition. Considering that, like, he was not there long enough to be relevant. Like, there was too much exposition there. And I felt the same way with some of the police department stuff. Even with some of the gangster, like, other than the gangster child, obviously. She needed more screen time, if anything. Yeah. But, like, the rest of that arc, it was a little bit slower than what I typically like for my shark movies to be. That did drag it down a little bit in the middle.
There were some lulls in the movie where there was an awful lot of talk and where there could have been more sharks.
Yeah, and that's and especially with the special effects that they got for those sharks, the more of that they could have gotten, the happier I would have been.
Yeah, that's another note that I have. Absolutely flawless special effects. I
what?
Love them. They were perfect.
Guys, stop.
They were everything I wanted
from
a movie.
This fucking movie made bad CGI sharks look like fucking Jaws. Okay.
Didn't it?
It did. It really fucking did, man. I take back 50% of the shit I said negative about bad CGI sharks. I withdraw it right the fuck now. This the camera work was so fuck. They couldn't get a good camera. They spent all that money on a drone.
They filmed the drone with the shaky camera. Yeah. I almost died.
They couldn't even get at least Santa Jaws, bad CGI sharks. At least they looked like a fucking movie. This was like half found footage for crying out loud. This rivaled Blair Witch.
Like, all right, let me ask you this, Mikey. When that shark took out the helicopter, did you not think that was totally badass?
No.
Like, I saw that and I was like, fuck, I've never seen that before. That's awesome.
Again, and we're getting real close to this coming to fruition. You've never seen me shit in your living room either, Rob. All right? You might wake up one day and catch me squatting in there, but it hasn't happened yet.
I'm sorry. That shark taking out that helicopter was just amazing.
That was great.
I literally was sitting on my couch and stood up when that happened. Like, holy shit. Like I was watching a wrestling match or a football game and a big thing just happened. Like I was so into it.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'll never understand. For crying out loud, the opening scene of this movie was a glorified porn.
Yeah.
Like, it was legit a porn scene. And not for nothing, in all seriousness, this whole fucking movie felt like a giant porno where nobody ended up fucking. Like, it looked and felt like a porn.
Right, they couldn't fuck because there were sharks in the corn, Mikey.
But it shouldn't look like a porno the whole way, like an 80s, 90s porno the whole way through.
No, this movie was better than that.
No.
It did, and it was another classic movie about harnessing the power of Stonehenge.
Yeah, I like that they got Stonehenge involved.
I mean, this movie had everything. It had Stonehenge, it had sharks, it had a cult, it had a Sasquatch. Holy fuck.
It had corn vodka.
Yeah. Holy fuck, man.
Okay, the acting in this movie was absolutely fucking god-awful. Like, it was painful.
There were some bad spots in the acting, but not all of it.
Every single fucking person was terrible, except the Jason Statham wannabe was the closest to maybe sort of presentable. They were stuttering.
The kid. So here's a serious thing about the movie is when the child gangster died, that was some of the most realistic screaming I've ever seen in a horror movie. Like, she knew what was up.
She was probably, they just filmed her and recorded her watching the movie back. It's probably where that came from.
Oh, I don't know how you didn't have fun with this movie, Mikey. I really don't. I mean, and let me ask you this, though. Did you see the big twist coming with the police chief? Because I was completely surprised by that.
Who cared?
How can you not care?
It didn't matter. Like, when I seen that, I rolled out. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I was like, oh my God, big plot twist.
I did not think that they were going to be able to pull off a plot twist, but they did.
They did.
God,
they did.
The
they
hell?
Pulled off.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing, Mikey. And I, again, it ties back into the regret thing. I don't regret this movie. I'm glad that I watched it. I'm glad that I brought you guys along for the ride because we all knew
too.
I was going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, me too.
I will say the thing with Santa Jaws and with bad CGI sharks is that I genuinely don't understand how you could have not had fun in these. I had a blast watching Sharks of the Corn, but I do understand with this one where you're coming from, having not liked
Jesus.
It. And while I was watching it more than once, I was like, oh man, Mikey's gonna fucking hate me for this one.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The acting was brutal. Like,
the opening scene was rough.
It was so bad. They were stuttering over their lines.
That was just them being natural.
That's them not knowing what the fuck they're doing.
Dude, this movie, I don't know how you didn't have a good time with it. Like, I can get that maybe, you know, you have some complaints about the acting. Yeah, it wasn't top-notch, great acting, but everything else was just so amazing that who cares?
The special effects, Mikey.
When they were in the police station and she was the chief was questioning the shark cult guy, and the signs behind her on the wall were like wanted signs for Ted Bundy and stuff. That was just great.
Here's one of my notes on the effects. Shark eating titty out girl was really bad, period. Like really in caps bad, period. That is one of my notes.
Which one? Which girl is that?
Titty out girl.
You cannot try to make special effect. Like, you could actively try to put together the worst effects that you could, and you couldn't outdo this movie. And I love that.
Right. And that's the thing. It's not like the people who made this don't know.
Yeah.
Like, they just embraced it. That's why there's blood splatter on the screen.
I get it.
Because it's genius.
I get it. But there's a difference between, like, if I tried to do something, like if I tried, what's a good example? Like, if I tried out for some kind of, like, a museum or something to try and get something, if I made a painting and brought it to the Museum of Natural History, and they were like, Mike, this is awful. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I embraced it. They're not going to put it up on the wall.
They might.
And, wait, Rob, did you say you know Titty Out Girl?
Yeah.
That's who you know? God.
That's the one?
Yeah. She
get her on the show, please.
She lives by me.
Have you talked to her since you watched this?
No, I haven't talked to her in a while, but yeah, I know her.
Oh, yes, I loved your work. Sharks of the porn.
Nah, I mean, I've talked to her. I haven't talked to her in a bit. But, like, yeah, it was so much fun, Mikey. Like, when that kid was playing, catch with his dad, they were throwing the Frisbee back and forth, and God. That Frisbee went into the shark, into the cornfield. Oh, how amazing was that? They broke the rule. They broke the rule and killed the kid. Nobody kills the kid.
And afterward, when they're doing all the cuts of the parents, there's one at the end. It just gives up and goes to them hugging.
Yeah.
Trying to find the kid or, like, help the child anymore. They've just given up and are hugging each other. One just killed me.
And the mom's sitting under an umbrella when there's no rain.
Yeah.
That scene looked like when they were hugging and crying and shit. It looked like a scene from that fucking Foot documentary, is what it looked like. Two rednecks.
Just like, how good was that?
Oh, by the way, yes, thank you for the recommendation. That is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
That Finders Keeper, so great. So I don't know how you didn't like that either, Mikey. When that lady, when his wife looks at the camera and says, in all seriousness, I think he just likes the fame that comes with having found a foot in a grill. I lost it.
I liked it. It was funny, but I just hate rednecks. And I don't mean by saying that, I don't mean people from the South. I mean dumb ass rednecks. I can't fucking stand.
I get that. I hate rednecks too. And by saying that, I do mean people from the South.
North Carolina. Oh.
No, I'm not a fan of rednecks either. But the thing about rednecks is they are the only people who do redneck shit that I find hilarious. So, you know, they kind of go hand in hand.
It looked like they cloned a bunch of Larry the Cable Guys.
Yeah, that whole documentary just had me in stitches. I was laughing so hard. But back to Sharks of the Corn.
Oh, great.
Was there anything about it that you did like?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing?
No.
You didn't like the effects, which were flawless.
I enjoyed that one where he had the hooker with the really bad black wig on.
Uh-huh.
Who, by the way, who goes in that? Thank you for reminding me. Who the fuck goes, like, she went into this room to bang this guy for $120 and she sees candles lit and these stupid fucking who walks up to that and goes, wow, look at all this cool stuff. Are you fucking mind?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't spent that much time with hookers, Mikey. I don't know how they act, but
no one looks at that shit and goes, "This cool stuff."
Yeah, I probably would, to be honest with you. All right, so nothing. There's nothing about it. You can't say one good thing about this movie.
I could say one decent thing about this movie was that said hooker, when he like hit her with the shark mouth thing, and her mouth was all busted open.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, that looked cool. It made no fucking sense whatsoever, but you know, that looked pretty cool.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's in a movie called Sharks of the Corn.
Believe me, that's my lowest problem with this thing.
Yeah. But again, like I said, the effects are flawless.
Whoa.
Flawless.
That's what you just said.
No, that's not what
I just
said.
The effects looked really good throughout the entire movie. That's what I heard.
When they were squirting blood, it like lit. Like, did they put whatever they use for blood in a Heinz bottle, a ketchup bottle, and squirt a singular shot of blood that is supposed to be splatter? No, there was nothing redeeming about this movie at all whatsoever, especially the two fucking idiots in the helicopter. Yeah. And like they just had the front of a helicopter overlay with these two morons in there acting horribly and a microphone duct tape to the side of the guy's fucking head.
What I couldn't figure out in that scene was who was flying the helicopter. It kept bugging the shit out of me. Like, who's flying this thing? But I didn't care.
That was your problem with it?
Yeah, it was so good. I didn't care. Like, when the one guy's like, "Oh, I left my gun back at camp." Oh. Those were two real, authentic Italian gangsters, Mikey.
Cat, HR complaint.
Yeah, please. Two forms.
Yeah.
Because that one almost went right by me. Two forms.
You'll need one for me too, Kat.
Yeah, I always get Mikey's form out with a.
Yeah, you can just answer with baby bitch. Did that guy not look like a good old school Italian gangster with his nice suit and his gold chain and everything?
No, and I knew I was going to be having this fucking conversation as soon as I seen him. I said, "Great, here we go."
I guarantee you know that guy.
No, I don't know that guy.
You know that guy.
Oh, Jesus. Did this, honestly, it was worse than I thought it ever could have been. It was absolutely awful. These people, I know I shit on movies sometimes, and I have said before, I know a lot of hard work goes into what people do, like bad CGI sharks, you know, like it was a terrible fucking movie, but you know, like I was nice to him on Twitter, and you know, like they put work into it. This, they should never be allowed to touch a camera or any type of equipment again.
I will tell you this, because I do know. What'd you call her? Titty out girl.
Titty out girl. Yep.
Because I do know Rebecca. I will tell you this.
Titty out girl, Rebecca.
Yeah. They worked very hard on this movie. They did not have.
Really?
They did not have much of a budget, but Rebecca takes everything that she does very seriously. She's produced and directed some movies of her own. And I guarantee you that they worked very hard on this movie. But I also guarantee you they knew exactly what they were making when they were making
it. I never said they didn't work hard. I'm sure they did, but they made a piece of shit. And Rebecca, I would love to see, in all seriousness, some of the stuff that you've done, anything else you've done past this stuff you worked on, because I'm sure it's phenomenal. This wasn't your fault. I'm not saying, oh, Rebecca's a terrible. Not at all. No, they could have had Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and anybody, and Will Smith in this fucking movie. It'd be a piece of shit if this is what it was around.
This movie has a 1.6 on IMDb.
Way too high.
That is lower than high. Feast 2. I don't understand how this keeps happening.
I don't either.
I got news for you guys. Feast 2 is way better than this.
No, what? No, it is not. Because I'll tell you why. I've
seen
both.
Absolutely not.
Yes, there's no way.
If someone put a gun to my head right now and said, "You have to watch this piece
of
crap."
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, absolutely. I'll watch Feast 2 three times before I watch this again. Seriously.
You are so full of it.
I swear to God.
This movie at least achieves what it's trying to achieve, Mikey. Feast 2 is just stupid.
it achieved being, it was trying to be the biggest piece of shit of all time.
You are,
guys, this one
I don't know
hurt.
What's wrong with you.
This one, like, I know I've shit on shark movies before. This is different. This what? One's different. Yeah, it is.
What is this movie missing for you?
I think if I had to say, if someone made me say one thing that was my biggest problem, it was the acting. And I know I'm not supposed to get a top, you know, like, I get that. But God, man, the mayor, and like, it was just, it was like, I don't know if any of the people with large speaking roles had any acting performances in the past.
Not true. The bald guy was great.
Who's, which one?
I don't know. The bald guy who was with the CIA. I don't know his name.
What the hell? I didn't write any names down for this fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I didn't write his name down either. He was the bald guy who was in the CIA who was trying to screw the gangsters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I said he was the only one who was some other than
But I thought the lady who played the chief of police was good.
No.
Oh. Well, mm-mm. I stand corrected, I guess.
Who was the dude who was the God damn. He arrested the dude's brother.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know who the hell that guy was
that
supposed
was
to be.
That was awful.
No, I thought he was okay. He did that funny like little accent thing.
It was bad.
Said, what the name of Randy Travis is going on?
One of my notes on the acting is acting painfully bad, period. Like bad, period.
All right, but have you ever seen a movie that had sharks, a shark cult, a Sasquatch, and Stonehenge?
I wish I could say no.
And it all made sense.
It all made perfect sense, Mikey.
I'm not going to dignify that.
I'm so mad at you. I'm going to counter horror court you, I think. I can understand you not liking this movie. I can even understand you not liking this in comparison to other shark movies. I am furious that you said you would rather watch Feast 2 than this.
I would. I'm mad too.
I'm so mad.
Feast 2 is just bad. This is not just bad.
The acting in Feast 2 was way better than this. And it was bad.
You just like Feast 2 because it had that little dude with a big dick.
The little luchador. Yeah, my man. Yeah, it's true. They had him. That guy, oh my lord. He should have been in this movie. They could have had him fighting the sharks with that thing, man. It would have been good.
Here's the thing. Feast 2, I feel like, I don't know what the budget was on Feast 2. I'm sure it wasn't super high. I bet it was 5 times what they had to make Sharks of the Corn. All right.
I'm sure it was.
I would rather watch a movie like Sharks of the Corn, where people who have limited resources but try their hardest to make something great, than Feast 2, which felt like they had the resources and they just make garbage anyway.
Every time. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. That's correct.
That's usually correct. I agree with you. I guys, this hurt.
Wow.
Listening to you talk about it hurts.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
And it's sad. It's sad that this is how we're ending Slasher Radio.
It might be. Like the blow dart thing with the bald guy.
That was great. That was great. There are no better weapons on earth than blow darts, and we all know this.
He didn't even hit him in the neck. They didn't even act like they got hit in the neck. You shot him in the ass with it, like they went down.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if the tranquilizer is strong enough. We don't know what kind of tranquilizer he had in there.
Oh, my
CIA
God.
CIA grade tranquilizer.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It makes perfect sense. And when the cop gave the chief of police the bag from the peaceful protesters, that was classic.
This just confirms that Mikey doesn't like fun.
Yes.
This wasn't fun.
That is really the ultimate problem. Mikey hates fun and movies.
And we're being punished again for this.
Yes, and our audience is ugly.
Wow. I don't understand. I don't, like, the camera work, like, it was just, it seemed like they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
I didn't have a problem with the camera work.
How?
I didn't see anything that was wrong with the camera work. What was wrong? What was the problem with the camera work?
The quality of the camera was horrible. We could probably do that better on an iPhone.
It looked a little straight to video.
A little straight to VHS.
They didn't have money for multi-million dollar cameras, Mikey.
They could have got a camera for what they paid for that drone. They could have got a GoPro.
But then they wouldn't have had the drone. And without the drone shot, this movie's nothing.
What the fuck?
Seriously, without the drone shot of those sharks swimming on the in the corn, this movie's nothing.
The Nintendo view.
Dude, that was those effects. I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe they pulled this off.
I could have done better than that. And I know very little. I could have pulled off something better than that in that thing. And maybe that's see, with something like that, I'm not even mad because that is probably what they were going for. So, you know, like, you know, they weren't trying to make it look super great. I get it. So I'm not even mad about that.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I thought it looked great.
I can just hear Mikey being mad.
I can't even form words to some of the shit that he says. Like, I can't tell if he's fucking with me or if he truly believes some of this shit.
You know what I think the problem is? You don't like this and you don't like Halloween 3. I think you hate Stonehenge.
Halloween 3 is not good. But this, I mean,
I mean, yes, this movie could have benefited from Tom Atkins, but it didn't have the budget.
Could you fucking imagine?
Be so good.
Maybe he was uncredited as Bigfoot, Rob. You never know.
It could be. We don't know who played that Sasquatch.
We don't know.
And that's another thing, Mikey. Sharks and a Sasquatch. This movie hit my sweet spot, man.
This was a Rob movie, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. By the way, we all of us need to go squatching sometime.
Squatching?
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it, yeah.
Okay.
When you go Bigfoot hunting, or Sasquatch hunting, it's called squatching.
Of course.
You know, I might start putting our DM chat on Patreon. Because some shit, ladies and gentlemen, Rob has now resorted to sending proof of Bigfoot.
I sent you photographic evidence that Bigfoot is real and you still refuse to believe it.
Two images.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start putting our screenshots of our chat up on Patreon.
And you got mad at the one that didn't have Bigfoot in it, even though you also didn't believe in the one that was just full on his face.
Yeah, Bigfoot was staring right in that guy's window. And clearly no human being could make those tree formations.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
No, I mean, that's obvious proof of Bigfoot.
Man only tears down forests and builds giant buildings. But, you know, God forbid you move a couple trees around.
Let me tell you something. We're all going squatching. And then you're going to believe, Mikey.
I'm not going to the woods. Fuck that. And not even for Bigfoot. A bear. What? A tick. Anything could happen.
We're going squatching.
You want Lyme disease? Go ahead.
I'm booking it. I'm booking the trip.
Right.
And that's why we need people to sign up for Patreon.
It's just going to be Cat coming out of the forest after a few days full of blood and never find us again.
Imagine if we got enough Patreon donors that we could go squatching the amazing content that we could put up.
That would be pretty good.
I've always said, you know, the more people that support the show, the more we could do.
Yeah, we could put up some great content if you weren't so cheap, you fuck.
God,
we could make our own movie.
Oh, Fintabulous.
Fintabulous could be a real thing if people would get off their ass and fucking donate some money.
Me and Bobby always talked about really making a hose movie. Could you imagine that?
No,
that'd be pretty good.
Boy, I'm drunk, but my mind is spinning now with the possibilities. The room is also spinning with the possibilities.
Uh-oh.
Kat, could you write a script for a killer hose?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it's good, but I can write a script for anything.
Can you write a script about a haunted sock factory? Because I'm having some problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patreon.com.
As long as I don't have to. My biggest weakness as a writer, I don't like naming things. If I don't have to name the sock factory or the characters, I'm sold.
I'm sure Rob's got that under control.
The characters like, already have names.
John.
Lord Humphrey Sock Factory.
That's good. I like that.
Of course you do.
I like that a lot. All right, so clearly we're out of things to say about this movie, and I think that's because there's a clear line drawn. Mikey goes in every time to a shark movie closed-minded and just decides he's not going to like it and can't be swayed by no matter how great it is, and Kat and I are reasonable.
I found another note on the acting that I made several lines below the last one I read. Quote, in caps, acting is so fucking bad.
And apparently Mikey thinks he's an acting coach now.
You don't like fun.
Yeah.
My God. Shark repellent bracelets?
Dude, that was great. I was like, that's a smart move to think of that. Amazing.com. You can get anything. And they delivered it to him right there in the cornfield.
Yeah, and we got to see another glorious, realistic-looking kill from those sharks.
Weren't those amazing? Oh, so good.
I wonder which island wreck they got the shark from. Walmart, maybe.
Come on. Those weren't Walmart sharks.
Yeah, they weren't that. Walmart's got better sharks than that.
Do those sharks look so realistic? Should we Portnoy this son of a bitch and get out of here or what?
Let's go. Well, let's go. Would you like me to start, or how are we doing?
No. How are we going to pour noise? Is it going to be as a B movie or as a real movie?
Doesn't matter to me.
What do you mean it doesn't matter to you? You can't tell me that doesn't impact your score
at all. To me.
Mikey.
I think we do have to, though. We have to give it a B movie score. It's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm
drunk, so somebody else is going to have to keep up with the math on the port noise this time around.
Don't worry. I'll be more than happy to.
Okay.
This movie, Sharks of the Corn, didn't bother to look up what year it comes out. Doesn't matter.
2021.
Oh, great. Oh, that was this year?
It was this year.
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, so all the resources we have this year. Okay, in 2021. All right.
They had limited money, Mikey.
That's not an excuse for certain things.
We're not all connected like you. You know what I'm saying?
So in a year where the iPhone 12 exists and the camera work looked like that and even quality looked like that, you guys could be as upset as you want. This is a 1.2.
On a B movie scale?
That's my regular movie scale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said it was worse than Feast 2 and I meant it. The only reason it's getting the 0.2 is the effects that I talked about earlier with the, you know, the lips all fucked up and everything.
Right. The effects look great.
Flawless.
Anyone who hasn't seen this movie, do not see it. This is a warning. Please take it very seriously as it is meant to be taken.
Go out of your way to see it. You can rent it for $2.
That's $2 too much. Someone should pay you to watch this. If no one's paying you to watch this, don't watch it. So... And it better be a good amount of money, too. Don't take no $50-$100. You should be paid for your pain and torture.
Why can't you support independent horror, Mikey?
I do. Mm-hmm. Not this. I'm a huge Paranormal Activity fan.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's independent.
God. It used to be. It was.
Yeah. Fucking Jason Blum. Fucking dumbass could have released Halloween Kills last year on VOD.
He's still mad about it. As a B-movie, I'll give it a 1.
As a B movie, it got
worse.
No, regular movie was 0.2. That's 0.2.
0.2. What?
Yes. Yep.
No, I thought you said 1.2.
I thought you said 1.2 also.
Oh no, if I did, I'm
mad.
0.2.
What?
That's in a slap in the face of cinema, is what that is.
You had no problem doing it to Feast 2.
Feast 2 was garbage.
So was this.
No, it wasn't. This movie was not garbage.
Yeah, I apologize if that's what I say. It's 0.2.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean it.
What is a B movie?
A 1.
That's ridiculous. All right.
What are you thinking, Rob?
All right. As a movie, there are flaws with Sharks of the Corn. I'm sorry, Stephen King's Sharks of the Corn.
Yeah.
Enough flaws that I can't, as a movie, give it more than a, let's say, 3.2.
It's too hard.
As a B movie, however, this thing is phenomenal. And it gets a 7.6.
What the fuck are you serious?
Yes. As a B movie, Mikey, this is a 7.6 all fucking day. It is great. It is everything that I would want in a B movie. They knocked it out of the park. I was thoroughly entertained by this film. It did get a little talky in the middle, which was sort of which hurt it. But everything else was just fantastic. I love the effects. As Kat pointed out, the drone shot from the top showing the cornfields and the sharks in the cornfields was just that was chef's kiss brilliant. As a B movie. Yeah, this gets a 7.6. Yeah, congratulations. My hat's off to everybody involved.
You're just trying to see Rebecca's titties again.
Oh, stop it.
Kat, go ahead. Rip my heart out.
I'm about to. I'd actually like to start with my B-movie rating.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to give it a flat 7. As a B-movie, the middle bogged it down for me. And that's the whole thing. For B movies, we've just been very blessed with those on Slasher Radio lately. My standards for B movies have gotten a little bit higher. I kind of want to bump it up now, but no, it's fine. Flat 7 for B movie. I am, however, for like full movie, I am going to give it an even 4. It was entertaining, and like above all else, that's what I want movies to be. It was entertaining, and then it gets an extra. I'm going to just go ahead and double that, like 2 points for entertainment value alone, nothing else. Doubled for special effects. The special effects in this movie,
I love those. I did love the special effects.
Made me so happy.
And when that Sasquatch came out at the end, I was so happy.
And yeah, and that's the thing. So I had issues with the script. They went in a very improvisational feel for most of the dialogue, which I'm not sure worked, given the context that it was in. But
except when the mayor said, "What in the name of Randy Travis?"
That was good. There were a few gems in there. For the most part, though, the writing wasn't great. It held it back for me. Again, in the middle, I talked about that. But I will say they did pull off some stuff that, like, even big budget movies. Like, I was complaining just a couple weeks ago about Old, not the twist being more of an exposition dump than a twist. This one had a plot twist. I was surprised. There are higher budget movies that can't do that. And, you know, there were things that Sharks of the Corn did well.
Well, yeah. This is not Slasher Radio approved.
Yeah, I was going to say, sadly, well, I don't have to do the math to know it's not Slasher Radio approved.
No, and that, it is not.
That does hurt.
Yeah. Well, for a regular movie, it somehow got to a 2.5. And for a B movie, even more of a shocker, it's at a 5.2.
Because it's a good B movie, Mikey. You're impossible.
I sat there too. I was like, there's no way. Like, I knew Rob was gonna fucking like it. Dude, it had terrible sharks and a Bigfoot. There's no way.
When Sasquatch, it almost lost me. Before we wrap this up, it almost lost me because they showed the Sasquatch towards the beginning of the movie, and then it turned out to not be a real Sasquatch. It was like a fake out kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. I don't care for that. But then the Sasquatch shows up at the end and I was like, oh, hell yes.
I knew Rob was going to like it. I was like, there's no way Kat really is going to like this damn thing. And damn it, Kat.
I really did, though.
Now, this broke down exactly the way I thought it would. I knew that Kat was going to be sensible and like this movie, and you were going to be impossible.
This movie is a piece of shit. Like I said, it was worse than I thought it would be.
You don't like fun.
I don't like this. I'll be happy, Kat. That was real nice of you. Then look at this. You broke my heart. You made me miserable.
Listen, I just want to go on record. I chose a movie that I wanted to see, but there were movies I could have chosen that were worse.
I don't know.
Mega Shark versus Mega Shark.
That's worse than this?
Is worse than this.
Fuck that.
By like a bunch.
I would say I got to see it to believe it, but I'm not going to volunteer any more shark movies. I got bit, no pun intended.
And I wouldn't do that to you. Like, if if I got to choose another shark movie, I still wouldn't choose that one, even out of spite.
Well, I'm not taking the risk. It's going to happen again. I'm not volunteering them anymore. That's it. I learned my lesson.
And it is a shame that Slasher Radio has to end on this note, but we have found the perfect movie, so we're finished. You can't still donate to our Patreon, however. We will still take money from ugly people at patreon.com/slasherradio.
It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's done. It's over. I can now erase this movie from my brain. Please, love of God. Guys, check us out on Twitter at Slasher Radio. Go check us out at slasherradio.com. You get all our articles, interviews. We're hoping to be adding to that collection, that catalog soon if something shake out. What else? Oh, Twitch. Go check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/slasherradio. We've been having a good time on there. Me, Ghost, my buddy Marcus, we'd be throwing down on there. And that's really it. Patreon. Oh, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/slasherradio. Like we were saying earlier, guys, the more you guys donate and support the show, the more we can do.
With enough support, we could make our own shark movie.
We could. We could do a lot more stuff. It allows us the ability and time to do it. So, and plus, like Rob said, like we do give out a lot of content per week. You know, there's a lot of shows out there that are bi-weekly or, you know, like they're a 50-minute episode once a week. I mean, we have several shows a week that are coming out, different versions of this show with almost an hour extra content, guys. So go check out patreon.com/slasherradio. Tiers starting at $3 a month. You get all of our catalogs since we started the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get, you know, once you sign up going forward, you get everything.
And $3 a month, that's like nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we know our audience isn't spending money on dates. So you're gonna afford to spend $3 a month.
Hopefully they're spending money on Manscaped, because God forbid.
Yeah, oh, terrible.
That's it. So Rob, where they find you?
I am on Twitter at Radio Rob 123. You can find me on TikTok at The Actual Radio Rob 123. And you can listen to my other show, This Horror Life, wherever you are listening to Slasher Radio. And yes, there is another episode coming, but Ghost has decided that it needs to be edited for some reason, so I'm working on it. This is going to be a much longer process than I thought.
There you go. It usually is. Did you ever follow that guy on TikTok?
I don't remember. Maybe I did. I don't.
Please follow.
I don't know. Son of a bitch.
Kat, where are they finding you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kat_Velour, VOLEUR. You can also check out the channel that I write for on YouTube, Blood Binge.
Okay, there you go.
Where she hates on Crazy Ralph for no reason.
Oh, man. guys, we will be back next week. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.